Tonight's shir, Simen Mem Aleph. Simen Mem Aleph didn't notice a masoy eichin hag b'tefillin. Someone who's carrying a burden, how does he handle his tefillin? What do you do with the tefillin when you're carrying a burden? Remember, they wore tefillin all day long. Seif Aleph. Hanoise masoy al roshoy. If someone is carrying this load on his head, choleitz tefillin shel roish ad sheyaseh hamasoy. He should take off his tefillin shel roish until he unloads the burden. Then he put it back on. He shouldn't even put a piece of cloth on his head if he's wearing tefillin. But something which belongs on his head, like a hat or turban, mutter, that can be with his tefillin together. Even in that case, if this hat or turban is very heavy, four kav, then the tefillin is getting pushed, and you should take the tefillin off if you're wearing such a hat, or maybe helmet, we should say. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph Hanosei Masui Zemai B'chol Yom. We're talking about all day. Lo B'shas Kriya Shema Tefillin. We're not discussing during davening Shema Shemon Esrei. Vayana Kamon Siman Sadizayin Sif. Hey, look at it, Siman Sadizayin. You're not carrying things on your head when you're davening. We're talking about during the daytime. Sifkan Bez Alvo show, and he's carrying this load on his head. Similarly, let's say he's carrying a load on his hand, where the tefillin is on the arm. We assume the tefillin are covered, and it will not be not nice. It won't be a bizoyin for the tefillin. So you don't have to take them off. Unless you're carrying a load that's for kav, because then we're concerned that tefillin are getting pushed and mashed by the load. So we're more lenient with tefillin shaliyah because they're covered and it's not a ganai. Sifkan mochaleitz tefillin shavosh. So he has to take off his tefillin shavosh if he's carrying something on his head. Let's say he can adjust the load to the side. Shalob b'makom tefillin. So it's not in the location of the tefillin. Mashmami primigodim the motor. So for the primigodim, it's implied that that is permitted. Mikomok, however. If it's a load of four kav, it would seem one should be strict even in such a scenario where he puts it to the side. Let's say he's carrying out manure on his head. Even a very small amount, even on the side, asur. That cannot be done when he's wearing tefillin. The Bekol Gavni, no matter how you do it, Hav is a bizoy in the tefillin shal rosh, is a disgrace to the tefillin on his head. Emlo kishmesak oz at tefillin shal rosh me'alof, shari. Unless he takes all the tefillin shal rosh, then it's okay. After noisy a shalyad, he's still wearing the shalyad. Vim yirtzel lehoitzi zevel alayad, let's say he wants to carry the manure on his arm. In this case, it's likely that even if he's wearing a sleeve over his tefillin and it's covered, it's still a disgrace to tefillin shel yad when he's carrying manure. Seif katan dalet mutter. A hat or turban is permitted to be worn with the tefillin. After munach al tefillin, even if it's on the tefillin, that does not a disgrace to the tefillin. It's his clothing. But if it's a very large hat, he has to make sure that the weight of the hat does not disturb the location of the tefillin shavush. And if it's four kav, it's 25 liter that they weigh the silver with in Prague. So that means doesn't mean too much to us. He brings a shear over here. Chaznish is 9.6 liter, and the Chayim Nas is 5.5 liter. It's a volume, it's not a weight. Sivkan Vav Nidchakos. So if it's a large thing that he's carrying, then the tefillin are being pressed. And in this case, we're saying it's not the almasi, it's the hat. So then he has to take off the tefillin. This doesn't mean that the tefillin are being moved from their spot entirely. That they're not on the location properly. That's obviously no good. Even if it doesn't weigh a lot at all. And what it's trying to say is it's in its place, but it's pressed down, because of the burden that is on top of them in this large hat, and it minimizes their location. Yet the Bach was still lenient if it was a turban or hat, and he felt that was fine. It's derech malbush, ain't off, take it off, even though the tefillin are in one very specific spot because of it. Truth, when you think about the Kohen Gadol, the tefillin had to be located between the tzitz and the mitznefes. It was a very small area he had to put the tefillin on, and that's why he wore his tefillin. So the fact that you narrow down the space in itself is not a reason not to wear the hat together with the tefillin.